Not much is growing at Sarasota's Sweetgrass Farms in the 90-degree heat of September, but General Manager Barrett Demler points to tray after tray of tiny seedlings quietly taking root in the shade for what makes this farm's produce so unique.
Some of them are labeled even NASA plants because there's about 30 to 40 varieties of plants that NASA has chose that they want to grow in outer space.
That's right, space farming. Last year, NASA successfully raised a small crop of red romaine lettuce on the International Space Station. It was one small step for farming in space, but NASA scientists hope it's the start of a giant leap toward the future of space travel.
As we kind of leave the cradle of Earth and go to our proving grounds around the moon and then ultimately to Mars, we're going to want to probably grow some of our food on the way, and definitely when we get there.
Trent Smith is the project manager for NASA's veggie program, and the reason why Sweetgrass is growing NASA's favorite varieties of tomatoes, cabbage, and other space crops.
It's very important that these plants are productive, germinate well, grow well, and of critical importance, taste good. And there's really something about supplementing an astronaut's diet with fresh, nutritious food, which is really the end goal of veggie.
Helping NASA and Sweetgrass grow that food in the challenging conditions of space requires another innovation from Sarasota, an advanced fertilizer first designed for Florida's demanding growing conditions. Ed Rosenthal spent years perfecting that fertilizer. He calls it Floracan.
We recognized that we had to have a controlled-release fertilizer that was made in Florida that was going to be perfect for Florida conditions. 100 degrees in the summer, and if it gets 4 inches of rain, that's the real world.
The trick was a chemical coating, known as a polymer, that allows for what's called a controlled release of nutrients. The farmer chooses a crop and a timeline, a few weeks, a few months, even a few years, and Rosenthal's fertilizer slowly doles out just the right amount of food. The fertilizer won several awards and in 2005 gave him a chance to rub elbows with NASA scientists, and they saw the technology they needed to finally get serious about farming in space.
At the end of 40 hours of really intense, vigorous research, they basically handed me a blueprint of a recipe of which polymer to use and making it like a human skin, so you're getting moisture to come in and the fertilizer to go back out.
Rosenthal says the blueprint was a eureka moment, one that took another 4 years to perfect. Now he's formulated fertilizer for that red romaine lettuce and other crops, like that dwarf tomato plant Barrett Demler shows off that's just beginning to sprout at Sweetgrass Farms.
And once it's a full-grown plant, it'll only be about the size of a grapefruit to a bowling ball, but that one plant will produce 2 to 3 pounds of tomatoes just off one plant.
A plant with high yield is exactly what NASA needs for future farming projects. Trent Smith with NASA's Veggie Project says it's not just about adding fresh food to the astronauts' diet. He says it's also about reminding them of home.
So really that connection back home to Earth and watching something grow over time is, I think, very important for the astronauts, and I think it will be even more important as they see Earth get smaller and smaller on their way to Mars.
Finding the right mix of plants is getting one more bit of help from South Florida. A research project called Growing Beyond Earth is now underway at more than 100 middle and high schools along Florida's Atlantic coast. They're using a NASA grow box and Rosenthal's fertilizer to test more than 30 varieties of edible plants, all to help NASA decide what it will grow next on the space station. NASA will use that information to put its next round of crops in the ground, some 250 miles above Earth, in March. In Sarasota, Matthew Smith, WGCU News.